In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Thank you. Wow. We are here again tonight, the God of my fathers, the God of the patriarchs, the God of the ancient prophets, the God of the elders called the apostles. We welcome you to our means again tonight. We recognize your supremacy. We recognize your majesty. The King of glory, the I am that I am. The one who is mighty in battle. The one who is glorious in holiness. The one who was, who is, and who is to come. The one who is able to do exceeding abundant, far above our need. God, we lay our crown before
you.
Oh, be lifted. Be lifted.
Be
lifted. Believe that above the God we lay our crown and worship, most glorious God. Take our token. You go into your world again. Heal and deliver. Restore lives and destiny. Give them directions. And turn things around for their good. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have worship.
Amen.
Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ? You can do better than that.
Hallelujah.
Welcome somebody beside you and have your seat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What an awesome time to be before God's people again. I remember this awesome few days ago.
Moranti ojo pere te seyin.
A memorial day.
Ojo ma le gbagbe.
A day of glory and power.
Ojo agbara ni.
A day the people of God honor their prophets.
Ojo ti awon eniyan Olorun bu ola fun woli won.
And the Lord honor them in return.
Olorun si bu ola fun won pada.
I want to celebrate the church.
O be sadoyo awon ijo Olorun.
Celebrating my birthday last week Sunday. Please celebrate yourself. The Lord bless you. Come on now, you can do better than that. The Lord will honor you. You will all have a day of joy. Every day, every week, every month will be for celebration for you. I love to get a better amen. I didn't like that amen at all. You shall be celebrated. Awesome. Thank you for the money spent and the time spent and the love shared and the gift given. It's awesome. The Lord himself will reward you accordingly in the name of Jesus. Can we all please have a seat and let there be decorum in the house? Because we are now at the feet of Jesus. Well, tonight, I want to trust the Lord for utterance. Because I picked this topic just to deliver. Which I wasn't ready for. I thought I wasn't ready, but the Lord said I have to deliver. And I almost called somebody to come and take the message for today. And the Lord said no. I was thinking of the itinerary, you know, we have been traveling in and then we have a journey again ahead of us. We have journeys.
So I
didn't want to start a series and then skip 2-3 weeks before doing the part.
Oh, I bere eko lojo gboro ti won tun ma be lori be lori.
Because somehow it looks like it's impossible for me to treat a topic now without hanging it on a series.
O ti wa dabi eni pe won le mu akori kan lai so di gboro.
Well, it's not my fault.
Ki se ojo mi o.
It looks like this is the path that God has chosen for me.
O dabi pe ona ti Olorun ti yan pe mi leleyi.
And I know this is how God wants to feed us through his word.
Bi Olorun se fe bo wa pelu
Olorun. Very soon.
Lai pe.
You will all grow mature.
Gbogbo yin le o dagba nu emi.
In stature.
Le dagba nu emi.
In power.
Ninu agbara.
In prosperity.
Ninu olala.
In the name of Jesus. If your amen can sound louder, that is your prayer. Psalm 100.
Ori Dafidi, Ogorun.
Kabala Hadabarusu Talaba. Psalm 100. From verse 1, thank you.
Ori Dafidi, Ogorun. Lati Esekini.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Knowing that the Lord is God, is he that had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth towards all generations. Tonight, we will be picking up a new topic, which is titled We are his people. Somebody say we are his people. I think you should be excited. We are his people. Let the people of the Lord shout hallelujah. Let the people of God celebrate Jesus. Come on now. I think I need to teach you how to be excited about topics. Because anytime we pick a topic, it means God is sending a message. What a love from God, the maker of heaven and earth, remembering us. I will repeat myself again. Tonight, we are starting a new series. And the theme of this series, we are his people. Glory be to God. I bring you good news from the Lord. I bring you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that gospel tonight is that he asked me to tell you, you are his people.
Hallelujah.
What an interesting thing to know that you are related to royalty. You have just more than a man as your backbone, more than a man. It's more than a man. We are his people. You are associated with the best of the best. Oh goodness. You are related with the mighty of the might. You are related with the glorious God. You are related with the all powerful God. You are related with the omniscient God. You are related with the all sufficient God. You are related with the all powerful God. You are related with the creator of heaven and earth. You are related with the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, I am that I am, the Ancient of Days, the King of Glory. You are related to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are his people. Kabalabada Adamasiata. You know, it's a problem to try to relate with a prudent and a man of stature without his consent. Thank you. There would be a problem when I force myself on Otedola to relate with him. There will be a problem when I try to relate with Dangote. There will be a problem if I want to force myself on Mike Adenuga. It is not mentally normal for anybody to want to force a relationship on a man of stature and prudence. But can I shock somebody tonight? God Almighty, he was the one who introduced himself first. He said, I will be your God. I am your father. I am your king. I am your maker. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We are not trying to relate with him. He said, let us make man. Let us make man. Let him be like us. He is not looking for us. We are the one looking for him. Let's bring man into immortality. Let's build a relationship with a mere son. And today, you are not related because you are forcing it. You are related because he initiated it. Oh, Kabada Basu Talabaya. Somebody shout glory. He was the one who introduced himself. Can you imagine? I told you, it's a problem to try to force yourself on a man of stature and prudence. Or you want to force yourself on a rich man. They will see you as a threat. Is that correct? But today, we have the most wealthiest. We have the most richest. We have the most powerful. We have the most sufficient. We have the most abundant. We have the most glorious. Introducing himself unto us, that is our Father. Somebody say glory. We are his people. Wow. Wow. We didn't need to write an application. Wow. We didn't sleep at his gate. I'm begging. He said, don't worry. Boy, I am your father. Boy, I am your maker. Come, let's build relationship. I was shocked in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, when God made an invitation. In verse 19, he said, he said, come, let us reason together. Can you imagine the maker of all things asking you and I, come, let us reason together. Glory be to God. Pay attention. We didn't beg for our sin. He called us to remove the sin. The Bible says, when we were yet sinners, Christ died. When we were yet, the Bible says, when we were without strength, Christ died. The Bible says, it is he who loves us first. What are you talking about? It is he who loves us first. Before we now say we love him, it was him that shows love before we embrace him back with love. It was him who took the pain before we can relate with him. Somebody shout, Jesus! I am super excited this night that we are his people. Wow! Somebody say, wow! It's like the president of Nigeria to announce you now on the TV.
Oh, that became go Arelede Nigeria. Kowa Kolongoni Ori.
And say Ezekiel Adenipekun.
Kowa Ezekiel Adenipekun.
You are now my friend.
You
are now my joint heir. You are now my paddy. You are the one who owns everything I own. You are the one to represent me all over the world. Wow. Now, God said, you are his people. There are some that are not my people. But you are my people. Somebody say, I am his people. Kabalada Hasibala. Thank you, Lord. If I say, let's share the grace now, bless him. Is that correct? We are his people. You know, sometimes you don't feel like you have anybody. Sometimes you look lonely in life. Sometimes you look like you are tired of everything because you don't have anybody to help you. Well, I have come to announce tonight that tonight you are his people. You are not alone. Glory be to God. It's a privilege.
I'm Fanny Lani.
We are his people.
You
must believe this.
You
must believe it. It must continually come to you that I am not useless. I am not helpless. I am not lonely. I have someone behind me. I am related to royalty. I am not related to poverty. I am related to royalty. I am not related to death. I am related to life. I am not related to penury. I am related to a king. I am royal. I am prince. I am important. Wow. Somebody say wow. The Lord asked me to treat this topic for a particular reason. He said he wants to encourage you. In fact, when we were coming for all the way from Lagos
today,
and we were driving on the road, we were joking with my boys in the vehicle, and then while we were joking, they didn't know I'm preparing a message. You know, I will laugh, we will pray, we will talk. I was preparing my message inside the car. So, and then I titled the message, "Be Encouraged." And the Lord said, "No, no, where do you want to pick your scripture from?" And then I said, "Where do I pick it from?" Then he said, "What about we are his people?" I said, "Is that what you want me to tell them?" He said, "Yes, tell them they are my people." Somebody say, "Wow." Wow. Wow, wow. You must believe this. Tell somebody beside you. Say, "You are his people." Tell him. Tell her. Say, "You must believe it. You are related to God. God is related to you. God is with you. He is for you. And not against you." Tell the person. Shout hallelujah. Don't break my chair for excitement. You bite you. If you break one chair, you bite you. Yes, you know. So control yourself. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I just love this church. Come on, celebrate yourself. I love you. I love you guys. Okay, so let's take a step further. What defines the whole of a person is his intention, motive, and thinking.
So, because
the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Not what he says. No, not what he says. Not what he's doing. He can be doing what is contrary to him. He can be acting what he doesn't believe in. Why? Because a man is defined by his thinking. Can I shock you? When you think poor, you will never be rich. When you think helpless, you will never be helped. When you think downward, you will never be lifted. I'm telling you, when you think like a tail, you will never be the head. If you think like powerless, you will never be powerful. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the Bible says he can do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask and
think.
And so your thought is a prayer point.
You see?
So it means that many of us are sitting down here, even though we are praying for you to be lifted. We are saying become a millionaire. We are saying you should become a prophet and prophetess. We are saying you should lay hands on the sick and they should rise. But you don't believe it. Because you think it is the work of an apostle. No. Until you believe it and you begin to think of it, it will never come to pass. Can I shock you? Whatever you process in your mind, it is already done by, in the presence of God. Can I shock you? The Bible says, don't lust after a woman. Because if you think of lusting of a woman, of over a woman, according to God's own, you have slept with her. Just imagine, I'm passing by a lady and I saw her and I say, yeah, yeah. And they say, what's happening? Let me go. She's not my wife. I wish. Even though I didn't touch her, but my mind processed it. And I thought of it. Jesus said, you have already slept with her. If you die, you go to hell. Because your touch is louder than your voice in heaven. That's not like a quotation there. Your touch is louder than your voice in heaven. You know why? The Bible says God does not look at your mouth, He searches your heart. And your heart is the thinking and the engine room for God. So sometimes when you cry, God is not interested. You remember when Hagar was crying that Ishmael will die? God did not respond to Hagar. He responded to the baby. Why? Because the baby's heart is still pure. Hagar's voice is not accepted. So your thoughts will define who you are. Tell somebody beside you, how is your thoughts?
Creating me a new heart, oh Lord, and renew a spirit within me. Create in me a new heart, oh Lord, and renew a spirit within me.
Is your life. You are poor now because of your thoughts. What you don't know is this. Your thought has capacity to transform who you are. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, not what he says, as he thinks in his heart, whatever you think you are, that's what you are. As a man thinketh, they are talking of rich people. Your mind is telling you are poor. They are talking of people who are going to prosper. Your mind is telling you there's no money. You can never prosper because your touch is your life. Tell somebody beside you, say your thoughts is your life. Say your life is your thoughts. So if I look at you now, I don't see what the enemy has done. I only see what you have done to yourself. Your thoughts is your life. I was told several years ago by prophets, my mother is a witch. I should not see her. She will kill me. She will kill me. Then I started having dreams. And my mother will come in the dream. And she will be in a group of witches. They say you are a witch. Now you are eating, you are coming to my dream again. So another time she will come. I will see her beside the water. Sometimes I'll see her chasing me. I said, they said this woman is a witch. Yes, she's a witch. So every day I was thinking that my mother is a witch. And that thought begin to produce a dream that make her to look like a witch. So one day something came upon me. It dawns on me. You know what it dawned on me? Then I saw the scripture, and the Bible says all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. I said, I wait, oh, my mother is a witch. Jesus has all power. My life is hidden in Christ. So before my mother can kill me, she will kill Jesus and remove me and kill me. Can my mother kill Jesus? I said, no, she cannot kill me. So I began to bounce. One day I woke up. I traveled. I went to the house. Mom said, ha, where have you been? I said,
will you eat?
You remember they said she's a witch. I said yes. She sat down. And then she put the food. I said, you two chop. You are chopping. Me and the so-called witch, She's still a witch when I bought a land. She's still a witch when I build a house. She's still a witch when I buy a car. She's still a witch when I started traveling abroad. What is the witch doing? Nonsense. Your thought is your life. And when the devil knows the level of your thoughts, he will leverage on it. How many billionaires are in this house tonight? Shout hallelujah, let me see. How many of you will become landlord before the end of this year? Koba say Yahoo. I will deny you. Meloma Ali.
I'm not looking for a banker.
If your thought is Yahoo, it's Yahoo that will lift you up. If police arrest you,
internet fraud,
then when you get to the gate of the church, and they say, "Hello, sir, are you pastor?" I say, "Yes." This boy, they caught him. He's a scammer. I say, "Which boy?" This one. Where's my glasses?
Emi
Omari. I've never seen you before. Somebody shout glory. I love you all. Because I know no Yahoo boy among you. We don't have to be Yahoo.
No.
We are going to be big boys in this life. Big boys. Big girls. You will be young and parking your cars outside. You will be young and controlling billions in your company. You will be young and you become landlord and landladies. I tell you, I speak to you as a prophet. At your very young age, you will make impact. At your very young age, you will rise like an edifice. You are unstoppable in the name of Jesus. Your thoughts. Many are in Yahoo now because their thought is that the only shortcut. Is to do Yahoo before you can prosper. I met somebody this afternoon. You know, I was celebrating my sons on my status when we were at the airport. So he saw the picture. And so he now saw me today. But I saw your picture in the airport 3 days ago. And I said, "We are back."
And pass it there.
Quickly like that.
I said,
Benny. What are we sitting down to do anywhere? Let's do our assignment and come back home.
I said,
what is the issue? What I'm trying to say is this. You don't have to be a Yahoo boy.
Oh, you know that the bad joy.
Or Yahoo girl.
Oh,
or runs girl. Before you prosper in this land, in this Ijeshaland, all of you who are my sons and daughters, you will rise like edifice. Very soon, 2-3 of you will come together and say, "Daddy's itinerary is too much. Sir, it looks like they are delaying you at that airport. We have decided to get you a private jet." Yes, it will happen. I tell you, it will happen. Some of you, 2-3 of you, we gather together. I say,
Daddy,
this message is too heavy. To keep them in at the local level. Can't we have our own TV station? Daddy, we have gathered $3 billion for you to set up a station. It will happen. It will happen. I'm telling you. It will happen. Because as a man thinks, so he is. That's why when we bought that land, they said we should look for one plot of land. I said, no. One plot is too small for Mercy Drum Mission. We are intercontinental church. When we finally arrive, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, So we started looking for land. My thought,
said,
go and look for 1 acre. So they looked for 1 acre. They saw 3 acres. I said, we want the 3 acres. Then I told the lawyer, sell it to us. Then the lawyer was Shakara. Then I got angry. My thoughts changed from 1 acre to 3 acres. No cobble. No cobble. Then I changed my mind. I said, look for 10 acres for us. And they found 10 acres. And today, message from mission to our name. We have 10 acres of land. The thoughts of your heart. I already know we are going to have schools. Yes. We will have shelter for those who don't have houses. We will build hospitals. We will do business. We will do farming. Oh, you will be part of that. You will be part of that. When we want to have TV station, we don't need to go and look for any land. We have a land. The thoughts of your heart. We were 2 years in this land. When God gave us that 10 acres. Because we didn't come with the mindset of failure. We came because we know that Atinile Itowa Lenyiwa is more than enough. And when we think of it, He brought it to pass. I pray for you. My thoughts for all of you will come to pass. It will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Can I shock you? I want to tell you my thought for next year's birthday. Some of you will give me car key. I'm telling you, next year, some of you will give me 1 million. I'm telling you, next year, some of you will pay for my visa and tickets and hotel to go and enjoy myself in Paris. It shall be so! Okay, sit down. Are you enjoying tonight? I just feel like encouraging you. That's what the Lord said I should do. I'm telling you, because your thought is your life. Okay, so if my thought is my life, what are we saying? Even God, his thought is his life. No wonder the Bible says, my thought towards you. Even God has a thought. So how did he become God? Somebody was asking who gave birth to him. How did he become so powerful? But I can tell you how. Through his thoughts, the more he knew that he is God, and that there is no anyone outside of him, he keep increasing, and he will never come down. That's why, when the angels bow down, they say, "Holy, holy, holy, are you God Almighty?" Before they lift their head, he has another thought.
And say,
"This is my glory that came like a sun. Can he increase? Can he increase like a liquid fire?" And then they lift their head. They were seeing white before. Then they see fire. Then they will bow again. Holy, are you God Almighty? And then before they lift their head again, he's shining like a glass. He's shining like a diamond. Sometimes they close their eyes again and lift it up. And they will see thick darkness. They say, then they will bow again. Before they lift their eyes, God said, "I want to be like a rainbow." And they will come in colors. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Bed, God, let's dream.
Everything around you may not look like you are related to him. But
it
doesn't mean he's not thinking of you. Everything may not look like you are related to the reality.
It
may not look like God is even in your life. But you must know that you are in his thoughts. Somebody say, "I am in his thoughts." Yes. Because before he created you, he said, come, let us make man. Where did he see man before? In his thought. He thought of you before he created you. As far as he's concerned, once he is in your thoughts or you are in his thoughts, he has already manifested to the physical. Anything he thinks of is projected. I know, let's create man. I'm just thinking that we should create a man with two eyes, two legs, two hands. Let him have dominion. Let him be like us. And that thought has become me and you. Everything around you may not look like that. I'm telling you, your thoughts is powerful. You have had my testimony here in my family before. I told you, to our wedding, the Lord told me on the issue of fruitfulness, on the issue of childbearing, Oga, you go hold on. So I said, okay. I told my wife, can you imagine you telling your wife to be a date to the wedding that Madam God said? I had the Lord. He said, on the issue of childbearing, Madam, we go hold on. You know, those people marrying prophet. I pity you. May the Lord give you grace. So the baby refused to come. If they say somebody is trying to have a baby, my wife is Akira. Clap for this woman, Akira. The money she spent on tests, on this and this. When she comes to me, I want to go and do this. Can you come? They call it HSG, BBK. How much? 13,000. I said, the Lord will deliver you. I'm going. Oh God, you don't want this. She sat me down. You look like you're not serious on this baby thing. I said, Madam, let me tell you something.
Yes, I'll come for.
Before you came into my life, I'll be having problem. This one is not the only problem. And let me tell you the issue. When those problems come, and they know that they will pack their load and go. I said, this one too will go. Madam, if I am running towards problem the way you are running, we will not be talking of baby now, we will be talking of BP. Leave me alone. Maybe we come. One day, after several tests, I didn't play cobalt. She was spending spending. She will go to another doctor who push her stomach. My wife said, You know, come here. My wife can drink water from the gutter if they say that thing will make her pregnant. She did. Oh my goodness. So one day, they now forced me to do tests in Lautech. I said, no test. I said, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. If she's not pregnant, it's God that didn't give us. They said, no. Your wife has a problem in her womb. And then I must do tests. So they said, okay. The money you are supposed to pay will cut it to two. So they begged me. And I do test. So they now did the test. They now said, you are the problem, God, now. I told my wife, you're doing nonsense.
And I told you
I don't want to do it. So, well, thank God I'm a man of his presence. Every night when we go to bed, my wife will sleep in the room, me I will sleep in the parlor. Then, on the carpet in the parlor. I don't sleep on
the bed.
I will set my alarm to 12. I used to do my quiet time 12 then. Some people just look, some people see us today, they think we just jump up. My alarm will ring by 12. I'll go to the bedroom. I'll start praying in tongues. Because if I read Bible, I'll sleep. So I'll pray in tongues. Like 2 hours. No, 1 hour. My energy don't charge then. So no more sleeping. Then I can worship. Then I can study. And the glory of God will come. And I will do that every day, So I sleep in the parlor, not in the bedroom. So after all the tests, so I pick the document. The test result. I said, Lord, I don't know who I'm saying this to. On those things that are not working in your life. I said, Lord, this is what the doctor said. They say my wife cannot carry a baby in her womb. They say me, I cannot impregnate my wife. So both of us are sick. I said, Lord, for you to know how much I believe you. You don't even need me.
Oh, you know me.
To put a baby in a womb. Just pick one good girl, one good child from your place. Deposit it in a womb. It was as though I was prophesying. It was as though I was joking. But I was not joking. Because my thoughts towards the one I'm talking to is that is the all sufficient. 2 weeks later, my wife got pregnant. I pray for somebody here. By the mantle of God upon my life, whatever is that is not working before, I prophesy to start working. I don't like your amen. Anything that seems to be dead in your life, in your family, in your finances, in your ministry, I prophesy life in the name of Jesus. It wasn't working before, it will start working. Oh, where is that person I'm praying for? It will start working. It will start working. It will start working. You will be fruitful. You will multiply. You will replenish the earth. In the name of Jesus. Your children will prosper. Your children will rise. Your children will make impact. Whatever you lay your hands on, in the name of Jesus, shall prosper. Sit down. Am I blessing you tonight? Celebrate the Lord Jesus if you are blessed. So you must believe it. The thoughts of your man's heart will define who he is. Everything around you may not reflect the honor and the majesty of the one you are related to. I want to touch something very powerful. Time will permit me. Can you spare me 15 more minutes? Can you permit me 15 more minutes? Are you sure? Okay. So let's look at one example in the scripture. Because of course, if I stop the message now, I bless you already. But let's say this and then we'll go from there. In the book of Genesis chapter 38, I believe now. We'll look at a couple of verses before the end of that. Thank you, Father. So, it's okay because of time. Let me just tell you what happened. Judah was one of the children of Israel. So, And then there was a prophecy from Jacob upon Judah. That Judah shall be on the throne forever. It means that a seed out of Judah shall be on the throne forever. And then, that's where Jesus is supposed to come from. Please pay attention now. Unfortunately, Judah's children were not fit to produce the lineage of Jesus. Because they were selfish in their intentions. They were selfish in their thoughts. And then God killed them. They died. They couldn't continue. To be the ones to accomplish the prophecy of Jacob upon Judah. Therefore, God, in his wisdom, now make Judah to go and take their wives. And then sleep with them in a way that nobody can understand. And then the wife of his children, because the firstborn married her, he died. The secondborn married her, he died. You know. So now Judah himself now had to sleep with her as an allot. And then she got pregnant. Lo and behold, she had twins in her womb.
Only be you know.
So when she was time for her to deliver, pay attention. Those people did not qualify because they were selfish in their thoughts. What God wants to do cannot be accomplished in selfishness. Are you listening to me? Because the thought of God is not a selfish thought. Pay attention. Please pay attention. Now, God now went and picked the unqualified, a Canaan woman, and then make Judah, who is still pure and selfless, to sleep with her, and then she got pregnant of twins. Now it was time for her to deliver the babies. Then the Bible made it clear in that chapter 38. And then he said, then she began to travail. She was traveling. And through that travel, that woman died. But this is not the point. The main point is that the twin that she had, one wanted to come out first. He stretched out his hand. Pay attention. And then the midwife tied a scarlet in his hand. And then he withdrew his hand back into the womb. And then the second one now came out. And the midwife was confused. I said, how did you come out? Your brother is the one that stretched out his hand. He's supposed to come out first. So they called the first one that came out Fares. And then, after he came out, then the second one also came out. The one with the scarlet in his hand. And then his name is Zara. Pay attention to me. Therefore, because Fares came out first, they gave him the elder. Now, there was a confusion because the real sense is that the guy who stretched forth his hand saw his hand came to life first. Before Fares. So there was a contention. There was a contention of who is the elder. But somehow, they say it's Fares that came out first. Therefore, since his head and his leg has came to the earth before the total body of Zara, therefore Fares is the eldest. So while we were studying Bible, and then we were reading extensively in other books that can help us, we found out that Phares and Zara were not in peace together.
Wow, wani basho potogu mara.
No, because Zara was not happy. He was told that he came out with his hands first. He was supposed to be the elder. Why will they now give? And in Israel, the firstborn is always the covenant child. Please pay attention. So, Zara and Phares, when they went to Egypt and they captured them as servants, history told us that the tribe of Zara left Egypt before the Exodus. Amen. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate Jesus. Come on down. Okay, so now Zara left Egypt according to what the history told us. And that's why they didn't have inheritance when Joshua was sharing inheritance. So, because Phares was made the head of the eldest, the lineage of Jesus being the king. You know, I told you Judah will be a king. That lineage of Phares, that's where Jesus came out from. So if you read the book of Matthew chapter 1, you will see the lineage of Phares. When they were talking about Judah, they said Judah has two children. They said Phares and Zara. But they didn't tell us anything about Zara's children again. They focused on Phares. That was where Jesus came out from. I'm going somewhere. Please pay attention. Now, Phares was now positioning himself as the eldest, as the covenant child, and also as the one who is related to the Messiah.
But
I'm touching this night is heavy. The tribe of Zara was seen as the substandard tribe because they are lower than the Phares. So, the tribe of Zara has nothing to do with the tribe of Phares. But don't forget that both of them came out of the covenant of their father
Judah.
And Judah has no option than to produce a king in the family. So anybody that comes out of
Judah
is royal naturally. Because God has decided that a king must come through his family that will be on the throne forever. Please pay attention. Therefore, when the Exodus happened, when they left Egypt, Zara did not experience Exodus.
Zara wa
so they didn't know what it means for somebody to be in bondage and God deliver them into Canaan. They didn't have the experience. Please pay attention. So there was a big problem. Jesus came through this tribe of Phares, but what about the covenant on Judah that is also on Zara? How will this come to pass?
So,
look at something. When Phares is still projecting himself and the generation and their genealogy as the legal and as the most important part of Messianic genealogy, then God said in Obadiah chapter 1,
Obadiah.
Look at something. Verse 17. Upon Mount Zion. Upon Mount Zion. Look at it. Upon Mount Zion. Upon Mount Zion. There shall be deliverance. Exodus. Let me see it. You see the deliverance that the children of Zara did not have in Exodus. God must orchestrate something to make them have that deliverance. And the end result of that deliverance. Look at it. Upon Mount Zion. It means that all of us will gather upon that mountain. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. The children of Zara did not experience the tabernacle. They did not experience the cloud of glory. They did not see the mountain that Moses was. They did not participate in the cloud of glory of God descending upon the mountain. So God said, there is a problem. I must fix it. Now, at the end of the day before rapture, upon the Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and then holiness. Look at it. And the house of Jacob.
Delay Jacob.
Which possession? I thought they possessed land. He's talking about this tribe of Zara that has been left behind. That they will now get their deliverance and then they will possess their possession. Because they didn't give them possession when they were sharing for the family of Pharez. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to here. Apostle, what are you saying? Zara, Fares. Let me tell you where you got on. I'll tell you now. God must fix that problem because Zara was in the thought of God before Fares came out. Let me show you again. Let me show you. Zara stretched forth his hand.
Zara, no, what's
he that? Went back inside.
Oh, Father.
Just because he's inside does not mean that he's not there.
So, too much work for one,
even. The genealogy of Pharaohs were trying to say they are the most important. God said, no, even in my thoughts, they have been there. We must fix this problem because they are also royalty in nature. Can I shock you? The tribe of Pharez are now claiming the Messiah as Jews. Listen. God now said, Pharez, let them claim me. Because they came out first. You will be part of me. By the scarlet, which is the blood of Jesus. We will connect you back. Wait. Did the Bible not say in the book of Hebrews chapter 11? He said without us, they will not be made perfect. Look at it. Today, in Israel, Jews are claiming Jesus as their person. But we, the heathen, are the ones who own Jesus by blood. Wait. The connection between this blood is that the children of Pharez who brought in Messiah, they used the lamb's blood as a sign to get out of their bondage. You are not here. God said, You, the Zara, because we are the Zara family, I have you in mind. Yes, even though you didn't come out on time, yes, you are there. And I have my covenant through my blood with you. Until there's unison between the Jews in the flesh and the Jews in the spirit, they will never be raptured. God must fix the problem. And that's why today, even though we didn't come out first, we are not the Jews by nature. We are not the Jews as the firstborn. But today, the Jews are learning their Jesus from us. Why? Because, oh, you don't understand. We are connected by the blood. That's what the Bible says. We are spiritual Israel. Oh, I wish I'm in Mexico Mission. We are the spiritual Israelites. They deny us in the physical. We are smart. We reconnect by the spirit. Their deliverance came by the lamp, by the blood of a lamb. Our deliverance came also by the blood of the lamb. So,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So that when the Jews are claiming that the reason why God is their own is because of the Passover, and the covenant that God has with them is to be having the Passover lamb that delivered them, we can also boldly tell them, oh, don't worry yourself. I'm also saying, by the blood of the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. So look at it. What will make Zara to be relevant is not because he came to the world first. It's because he's inside. Catch what I'm saying. He took back the scarlet inside. Just because he's not here doesn't mean he's not there. Just because you don't have money now does not mean he's not there. Just because you don't have children now does not mean it's not there. Just because you don't have your car key now does not mean it's not there. I know my thoughts. If I can have the thoughts, I'm pregnant of you already. So he told
Jeremiah,
boy, don't tell me you are a small boy. Before your mother conceived, I have separated you. How do you separate what is not even conceived? How do you conceive what is not even thought of? Boy, don't tell me you are small. You are in my thoughts before you come to the earth. And because you are in my thoughts, nothing can stop you to be my prophet. I'm telling somebody here tonight, if you go back home pregnant of prosperity, I can assure you it's a matter of time. Continue to think of it. Continue to live like it. You will see prosperity come out of your life. I'm telling you, it looks like Zara is a failure, but the Bible says there will be a Mount Zion again. There will be a Mount Zion again. The possession that you didn't give them,
we'll
return it back to them. Gabala Bakata. This God. So either through the sovereign choice of God, either through the sovereign choice of appearance, or through the sovereign I just feel like somebody breakthrough just enter now.
Hallelujah.
Either through the sovereign appearance, either through the sovereign appearance, sovereign appearance, leave God there now. Or through the sovereign thought,
it
doesn't matter. Both category is still real as far as God is concerned. Either Fares appear first, Kabo. Either is still inside my thoughts and is yet to come out. It's still the same thing. You can drive your car now. I can assure you, inside me, there is 2023 model. And when it appears, your car will be old model. Oh, don't worry yourself. You have 3-bedroom flats. I have a thought of mansion. When I build my own, your car, your house will be an old model. I don't know if I bless somebody here tonight. You are in the thought of God. Things may not look like it. It doesn't matter. Because for the sake of
Zara,
God will do another great. And that's why the Bible says there will be the innumerable company. An assembly is going to be gathered. Because God will fix what was not fixed. I'm telling you, Zara is as important to God as Pharez. Today, it is the tribe of Zara that has now made Jesus to be more real, even to the Pharez. Just imagine. No wonder. The Bible told us in the book of Romans chapter 11,
he
said God abandoned the Jews because of the Gentiles. He went after the Gentiles and made them to become relevant. Then he came back to the Jews. Until your thought is fulfilled, God said, I won't rest. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. I will not hold my peace. God is telling me to tell you that thought in your heart. Now, this is the danger. If your thought is terrible, if your thought is small, if your thought is too is an unbelieving thought, it's going to produce unbelieving results. But God said, I should tell you tonight, in the name of Jesus, your thought will manifest. I don't know how many people are thinking like I am thinking. Those who are talking about me, they have not even, why are they trying to? We have not even opened the chapter of our life.
In Nigeria,
I will build 36 world standard hospitals to each state, one hospital per state. And God knows I've been telling him for the past 10 years. Nothing can stop it. Everyone around me will be challenged. I told you several years, those who have been with me for long, I said they will be arresting you soon, accusing you, because they won't understand your source of income, because you will prosper like never before. You will prosper beyond the normal. I'm telling you, until your thought is fulfilled. Do you know that God will not rest? Why are you giving up on God? Some of you are depressed. You are worrying of food. You are worrying of clothes. You are worried of children. You are worried of the car. You are worried of your house rent. Why are you worried? Why is that your thought? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, take no thought of your life. Stop worrying yourself. The Bible says, cast your care upon him, because he cares for you. You see, anytime you are doubting God, anytime you are thinking low than God's expectation, you are handicapping God. God is asking me to challenge you. Just because you don't have what you want now does not mean it's not there. We are his people. Can you connect now? Where is people? Either Pharez, either Zara, we are what? His people. Pharez is the manifestation. Zara is the thought. So, just because I have a car now, you don't have a car, doesn't mean you don't have a car. Do you have it in your thoughts? That's what matters. The problem will be you worry or jealous that I have a car. You're supposed to be thinking of your own model.
Can
I shock you? The car that I own is the car I've been thinking of. Ask my wife. And until it when the car wanted to appear, the money that can buy it is what came to my hand. I'm telling you. Your thought is your life. Your thought is your life. How many children do you want to have? Your thought will produce those children. How many countries do you want to visit? Your thought is your life. I told you the year I had breakthrough in traveling. It was about 7 years now. I escorted people to the airport. And then they told me, the immigration officer said, I cannot enter. I said, why? Say, people were together. They said, no, this is where your bus stop is. You can't enter here. I said, why? They said, because you don't have permission. I said, what is the permission? They said, you don't have visa. You can't travel. Ha! Then I stood outside the airport. I saw the plane. Big. I said, when will I enter this thing? I said, Lord, before the end of 6 months, I must be on that plane. I believe you can do it. 3 months later, I found myself inside. Your thought is your life. Don't be jealous of anybody. Don't be worried on any issue. Your thought is your life. Do you know the day you start thinking you'll be preaching like me, you start preaching like me. If you think of the anointing I have, you start having it. If you start processing to carry my prophetic grace, you start having it. I'm telling you, you are you now because of your yesterday thought. You cannot be better than your thought. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Rise up on your feet. Somebody say, I am blessed and highly favored. Somebody say, I am the head, I am not the tail. Somebody say, I am blessed, I am not under a curse. Somebody say, I am lifted beyond the problem of Nigeria. Say, my help will come from the Lord. I will not suffer. Oh, I am royal priesthood. Say, I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I am handsome. I am blessed. Prosperity is my portion. I am lifted. I am congratulated. Everything around my life will speak of the glory of God. If you believe, jam your hands for the Lord. Before you appear as a man, you appear to God as a thought. What are you going through right now? I don't care. It's very simple.
Okay.
It's too small.
Okay.
Before God. The only problem I have with you is your thought. I don't have problem with what you are going through. I don't care that they manipulate who is firstborn or who is not. I don't care if the enemy tamper with your journey in life. I don't care. I don't care if there's manipulation in your destiny. I don't care. Either you come from a family that has problem or curses. I don't care. What I care of tonight is your thought. It's your thought. It's your thought. That's why the Bible says, if you believe the Lord Jesus in your thoughts, not just in your mouth, because God knows, if you confess with your mouth and you don't believe in your thoughts, it's still useless. Your thoughts is your life. Your thoughts is your life. How have you been seeing yourself? I said it. I will not be called one of those pastors in Elisha. As long as I'm in this land, the day is coming. They will say, do you know that apostle? When they say that apostle, they already know me. Because I'm going to be outstanding. In this nation, when they mention, do you know Apostle Ezekiel? People will complete, they say, is he Adenigbeku? Yes, because there can not be any other apostle at the category which God is going to manifest himself in my life. It's my thought. I'm going to be a billionaire in dollars. I'm telling you.
No, okay.
It's not a talk. It's not, I'm not bragging. It's my thought. I know. And my thought is my life. Why are you worried? You can't pay your house rent? Stop thinking like a tenant. Begin to think like a landlord. Repair that house like it's your house. Patch those places that are not patched like it's your own. Create a mentality that you are not a tenant. And watch God manifest your thoughts. Somebody say, my thoughts is my life. Say louder, my thoughts is my life. Say, my thoughts be delivered. My thoughts receive healing. Say, my thoughts don't betray me. My thoughts believe God. My thoughts manifest. My thoughts manifest. My thoughts manifest. Celebrate the Lord Jesus. There's no need to be discouraged. Whatever you are going through now, I bring you good news. You are his people. Once you are his people, there is guarantee. He will take care of you. The Bible says, we are the sheep of his pasture. Everything he owns is our own. Celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you. Every good thought and plan in your life, it shall manifest. Every good thought in your life shall manifest. Every good thought in your life shall manifest. You are God's people. Every good thing in your life that God has thought of, grace will bring it to pass. You will not die a mediocre. You will not die a useless life. God will cause his thoughts to manifest in your family. I bless you in the name of the Father. I bless you in the name of the Son. I bless you in the name of the Holy Spirit. Every sickness in your body, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Every demon in your life, I chase them out in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. You are blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.